Welcome back, Jorge. I'm Calm, professional female, and today our focus is Socrates, one of the most influential and most intriguing figures in classical Greek philosophy. Socrates left no writings of his own. Much of what we associate with him comes through other ancient authors, especially his student Plato. That means meeting Socrates is not quite like opening a philosopher's book and reading a finished system. Instead, we encounter him in conversations, asking questions in public places, testing confident opinions, exposing contradictions, and encouraging people to examine what they think they know. His questions often begin with familiar words: justice, courage, goodness, wisdom, but quickly reveal how difficult those ideas are to define. A person may feel certain that courage is simply standing firm, until Socrates asks whether standing firm is always wise. Someone may claim to understand justice, only to discover that their definition produces troubling consequences. This question and answer practice is commonly called the Socratic method, though it is less a rigid formula than a disciplined way of investigating beliefs. Why does this matter now? Because Socrates invites us to treat uncertainty not as a failure, but as a productive beginning. He challenges the difference between possessing information and understanding it, between winning an argument and seeking truth, and between appearing good and genuinely living well. His approach can sharpen critical thinking, but it also raises uncomfortable questions about pride, responsibility, education, and public life. Socrates himself became a test case for those questions. Tried by an Athenian jury on charges connected with impiety and corrupting the young, he was convicted and sentenced to death. Accounts of his final days helped make him an enduring symbol of intellectual integrity, while also leaving room to debate his methods, his politics, and the reliability of the portraits preserved by others. As we turn toward Socrates, keep one distinction in mind. He did not merely ask people what they believed. He asked whether they could give reasons for believing it, and whether they were willing to revise their lives when those reasons failed. So here is the question that opens the door. If someone patiently examined your most confident belief, what would remain after the questioning?